Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India stops flow of water to Pakistan through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Secretary meets Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. India and Japan discuss regional and international security situation. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari launches multiple road projects worth 3,900 crore rupees in Telangana. Israeli cabinet approves expansion of offensive against Hamas in Gaza. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India for next 3 days. And in IPL cricket, hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad to clash with Delhi Capitals this evening. In yet another strong step against Pakistan in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, India has staunched the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that India has cut off water flow to Pakistan from the Baglihar Dam following through on its decisions not to allow a single drop from going to the neighbouring country from the Indus rivers. India is also planning similar measures at the Kishan Ganga Dam on the Jhelum River. The hydroelectric dams Baglihar in Ramban district in Jammu division and Kishan Ganga in North Kashmir offer India the ability to regulate the timing of water releases. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi. Yesterday, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh had met Mr. Modi. Separate meetings were also held between the Prime Minister and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi. The meetings came in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. The BJP today hit out at the Congress following its leader Ajay Rai's alleged objectionable remarks against the government on the Pahalgam terror attack. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said on the one hand, Pakistan is continuously violating the ceasefire agreement on the border, and on the other hand, the Congress and India bloc leaders are making statements targeting the army. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He complimented General Nakatani for his immense contribution to deepening the Indo-Japan defence relations.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defence relations.
Both sides are exchanging views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defence cooperation. Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a Tri-Services Guard of Honour. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple road projects worth 3,900 crore rupees at Sirpur Kagaj Nagar in Telangana today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Gadkari reaffirmed the centre's commitment to strengthening road infrastructure in the state. He also expressed readiness to develop thousands of Amrit Sarovars along national highways in the state to support the farming community. He said highway projects worth 2 lakh crore rupees will be undertaken in Telangana over the next 3 to 4 years, ensuring faster connectivity to Hyderabad from remote districts like Kotagudam and Mulugu.
आने वाले समय में कम से कम 3-4 साल में 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए के काम हम तेलंगाना में करने वाले हैं और मेरा विश्वास है ये काम होने के बाद तेलंगाना की तस्वीर बदल जाएगी.
The minister said the Indore-Hyderabad corridor of the new Green Express Highway will be completed by March next year, followed by the Surat-Nashik-Kurnool-Hyderabad-Chennai-Thiruvananthapuram Greenfield Highway by April 2026.
हमने करीब 1,00,000 करोड़ के न्यू ग्रीन एक्सप्रेस हाईवे बनाने की योजना हाथ में ली है। यह हाईवे तेलंगाना से जा रहा है, इंदौर हैदराबाद कॉरिडोर 770 किलोमीटर है, इसकी कीमत 17,000 करोड़ है। तेलंगाना में 100% काम पूरा हुआ है और मार्च 2026 तक ये काम पूरा हो जाएगा।
Earlier speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Coal and Mines G. Kishan Reddy said 32 out of the state's 33 districts are now linked to the state capital through highways due to continuous efforts by the centre to improve the connectivity in Telangana. The National Commission for Women has initiated a 5-day Mahila Maha Jan Sunwai camp in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, NCW, Vijaya K. Rahatkar, inaugurated the camp. During her address, Ms. Gupta said, "This is a very good beginning." She expressed hope that all distressed women would get quick justice. She said such a camp gives quick action on all pending cases of Delhi.
बहुत ही अच्छी शुरुआत है। राष्ट्रीय महिला आयोग ने दिल्ली के जितने भी केसेस पेंडिंग थे उन सबको त्वरित कार्रवाई देते हुए 5 दिन का शिविर यहाँ लगाया है। 1500 के लगभग केसेस हैं और पूरा महिला आयोग की पूरी टीम, हमारी राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष जो महिला आयोग की हैं, वो स्वयं यहाँ उपस्थित होकर पूरा पुलिस प्रशासन यहाँ रहेगा और लगातार सुनवाई देते हुए मैक्सिमम केसों को रिजोल्व करने का काम यहाँ से किया जाएगा।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The shooting events of the Khelo India Youth Games 2025 kicked off today at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. In the 10-meter air rifle mixed team youth category, Team Rajasthan clinched the gold medal in a thrilling match. We now go live to our correspondent Abhishek Kapil. Abhishek, tell us what happened in the gold medal event and how was the excitement there?
The duo of Mayank Chaudhary and Prachi from Rajasthan took an early lead. However, Team Uttar Pradesh, represented by Dev Pratap and Urva Chaudhary, made a strong comeback and even leveled the score at 1 point. Despite their efforts, the Rajasthan team maintained their game and secured the top spot by leaving Uttar Pradesh with the silver medal. In the bronze medal match, Niyamika Rana and Hardik Bansal of Delhi team fetched bronze medal after delivering a strong performance to defeat Haryana's Kanak and Pratik Shokard. In this addition, the excitement are top-notch. The audience is too excited to watch young children in the events like shooting, cycling and gymnastics, which is hosting in national capital.
Right, Abhishek, thank you for bringing us those details. Meanwhile, in Bihar, on the second day today, athletes are competing in Sepak Takraw, Kabaddi and the traditional martial arts, Gatka. In Kabaddi, Andhra Pradesh edged past Chhattisgarh in a nail-biting contest at the Rajgir Sports Complex in the boys' category. In the girls' category, Rajasthan clinched a 43-33 victory over Chhattisgarh, showcasing strong performances and competitive spirit.
In Khelo India Youth Games, the girls' Kabaddi team of Uttar Pradesh defeated Tamil Nadu by 2 points at the event played at Rajgir Sports Complex. After suffering defeats in initial events of different games, Bihar has tested first victory in Kabaddi in boys' category by defeating Goa in a close contest. In boys' category of volleyball, Rajasthan excelled to victory by defeating Manipur. Events of football, martial arts game Gatka will also be held today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Inter Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand till Thursday. In southern India, similar conditions are expected over Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Rayalaseema, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for the entire week. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said there are no heat wave conditions across the country. He added that Delhi is expected to experience light rainfall till Wednesday and the temperature is expected to be below normal under 40 degrees Celsius.
We have orange color warning mainly over northwest India covering the Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and Rajasthan and Gujarat. And this will continue to next 2 to 3 days. And further, the thunderstorm and squall and gusty wind and lightning is from Odisha, Bengal, Jharkhand we have for today. And coming to the national capital, Delhi, we are giving light rainfall likely for today and further 6 and 7.
Meanwhile, in Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department issued a warning for rain, hailstorm and thunderstorms across the state during the next 3 days. According to the department, there is also a possibility of hail accompanied by thunder and strong winds at isolated places. A red alert has been declared for heavy rain, hailstorm and snowfall in Uttarkashi district on Wednesday and Thursday. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading firmly in afternoon trade today amid continued foreign fund inflows. On the sectoral front, services, utilities as well as oil and gas were leading, while selling pressure was seen in the private bank stocks. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 299 points or 0.37% to 80,801, and the NSE Nifty 50 increased 115 points or 0.47% to 24,461 when reports last came in. Israel's Security Cabinet has unanimously approved a plan to significantly broaden its military offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The approved strategy reportedly includes conquering Gaza and holding the territories once implemented. More from our correspondent.
The expanded operation will see Israeli forces taking control of Gaza territory, relocating civilian population southward, conducting attacks on Hamas and preventing the terror group from controlling humanitarian aid distribution. Implementation of the plan is expected to begin after United States President Donald Trump's upcoming regional visit next week. Until then, ceasefire and hostage release negotiations with Hamas will continue. The intensified fighting is anticipated to last for months, beginning with operations in an unspecified area before gradually expanding to other parts of Gaza. The cabinet decisions came hours after a missile launched by Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi militia landed near Ben Gurion Airport, Israel's main international gateway. Prime Minister Netanyahu subsequently convened his security team to discuss Gaza campaign's future direction. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
U.S. President Donald Trump has directed his government to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the former prison on an island off the coast of California. On a social media platform, President Trump said that for too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent and repeat criminal offenders, and the reopening of Alcatraz would serve as a symbol of law, order and justice. The prison was closed in 1963, and Alcatraz Island is currently operating as a tourist site. In table tennis, Indian players Ankur Bhattacharjee and Abhinand Prabhavadi won the Under-19 Boys Doubles title at the WTT Youth Star Contender in Bangkok yesterday, defeating Korea's Lee Jung-mok and Troy Jiwook 3-1 in the final. In singles, Ankur started well with a 3-0 win over Korea's Lee Seung-soo but lost 0-3 to Japan's Yoshiyama in the quarterfinals. We have news just in. The Supreme Court has listed the matter related to the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 on the 15th of this month. In IPL cricket today, hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Delhi Capitals in Hyderabad. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 37 runs at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India stops flow of water to Pakistan through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Secretary meets Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. India and Japan discuss regional and international security situation. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari launches multiple road projects worth 3,900 crore rupees in Telangana. Israeli cabinet approves expansion of offensive against Hamas in Gaza. IMD issues orange alert for thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India for next 3 days. And in IPL cricket, hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad to clash with Delhi Capitals this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.